Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Well, this year's Columbus Day celebration in downtown Chicago included groups representing American immigrants from just about every part of the globe. Here's WBBM's Brandon Eisen.
Lots of amore for Italian Americans and immigrant communities from all over the world, all invited to join in the parade by Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans, Ron Onesti.
We've been working for many years to make this a multicultural, multi-ethnic celebration because we believe that's what Columbus represents.
The diversity shown in this year's parade included groups representing immigrant heritage from Poland, Bulgaria, Pakistan, Serbia, and even Thailand.
We have a Thai Senior Center, which is, you could see who are seniors here. And we also have the Thai Youth Club.
Parading traditional Thai music and dance with her groups, Tippy Lee shares the name of one Thai descendant that she looks up to.
Well, Tammy Duckworth. Tammy is a senator of the United States. So,
in the loop, Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Native Americans and community activists celebrated Indigenous Peoples Day today at Potawatomi Park.
The Potawatomi were one of the Native American tribal groups that lived around the Great Lakes, and the city park that bears their name is in Rogers Park. WBBM spoke with Cook County Commissioner Brandon Johnson, a leader of the effort at the county level to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day, an effort which stalled last week.
I'll be very direct here that people are afraid of those old-fashioned voices that want to hold on to a racist ideology. And I'm not afraid. I'm not. And I'm calling on my colleagues and I'm calling on our entire state to no longer be afraid.
The move to scrap Columbus Day has been opposed by some Italian American groups and by County Commissioner Stanley Moore, who is descended from slaves owned by the Choctaw tribe. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A woman is dead after a crash on the Dan Ryan Expressway.
A woman died after her car fell off the Dan Ryan Expressway and landed in a parking lot. It happened in the Armour Square neighborhood. Illinois State Police say the car became airborne after hitting the crash barrels that separate the local and express lanes near 29th Street. The 31-year-old was taken to a nearby hospital where she later died. In February, two people died after their car plummeted more than 40 feet from the Stevenson Expressway in the same interchange. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The state of Illinois getting closer to selling the Thompson Center downtown.
Two bids have been submitted to the state of Illinois to buy the Thompson Center, which is on prime real estate in the heart of the loop. Preservationists say the building should be repurposed and that the steel and glass atrium designed by architect Helmut Jahn should be preserved. The state of Illinois, however, sees a windfall of money from the sale. The Pritzker administration has said the building is oversized, outdated, and expensive. The Sun-Times reports that details of the proposals will remain under legal wraps until a winner is selected, possibly by the end of the year. Pending any delays, the new owner would close in the building by next April. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A well-known Chicago celebrity chef is expanding his resume into the comedy and theater business. Amy Rubenstein is the artistic director for the Windy City Playhouse. She says they're teaming up with Rick Bayless to create a unique show based on Bayless's real-life experiences in the restaurant industry.
We started brainstorming stories about all the crazy things that have happened in Rick and Dan's restaurants over the last 40 years. We kind of took all of these pieces and put them all together and then created this one night where all of it happens at once.
Recipe for Disaster is inside Pedrino's club level and runs through December 26th.
The head of one of the Chicago area's most popular attractions is retiring.
Gerard Donnelly has been president and CEO of the Morton Arboretum in Lisle for 31 years. He says he plans to retire a little less than a year from now after the Arboretum celebrates its 100th birthday. Donnelly is 66 years old. Under his leadership, attendance has reached record levels, thanks in part to events including Troll Hunt and Illumination. The Arboretum says Donnelly helped establish the Chicago Region Trees Initiative to work to improve the health of Chicago area forestry. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A local toy store says holiday shopping could be a challenge this year thanks to national chain supply issues.
Building Blocks Toy Store in Chicago says shipping snarls have created the wild, wild west of buying inventory.
I've never seen anything like this in 25 years.
Owner Catherine Newen tells WBBM she doesn't know if or when shipments will arrive, which is why she started aggressively buying and hoarding merchandise.
So I was talking to vendors and would increase my quantities in anticipation that I might not be able to reorder again this year.
Newen says shoppers will need to be flexible this holiday season, explaining 15-20% of her already printed toy catalog is inaccurate.
We won't have those styles. We won't have those specific colors. We'll have substitute things because we just couldn't get the inventory.
Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A special week is underway, giving thanks to some key healthcare workers in Illinois and the rest of the world.
It's the annual Emergency Nurses Week.
Every October, we come together to give special recognition to those nurses that have chosen emergency nursing as their field of practice.
Jeff Murphy is president of the Illinois Emergency Nurses Association.
It's a week where we, you know, celebrate, give our well wishes, usually eat a lot of food, and spend some time together.
Each year has its own unique theme. This year, that theme is grit, which Murphy says is fitting given the COVID-19 pandemic and wave of gun violence.
Emergency departments are always there, and emergency nurses are always at the bedside to take care of patients, both before the pandemic and they'll be there long after. And so it's important, I think, for the community to recognize and just give thanks.
Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.